The men who were there say it didn't happen. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Two Secret Service agents say they are willing to testify to Congress to directly refute Tuesday's testimony to the January 6th committee by former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson, who says she was told that former President Trump demanded to be taken to the Capitol on January 6th last year and then lunged at the steering wheel of his limousine when he was told he could not.
I remember feeling frustrated, disappointed, and really, it felt personal. It was really sad.
Agent Bobby Engel, who was then head of the president's security detail, and the agent who was driving the vehicle, are prepared to testify those things didn't happen. It's not clear if the committee will take the agent's testimony. The former president calling Hutchinson a total phony and says her testimony was fake. Premier election day in several states Tuesday. New York, Congressman Lee Zeldin has won the GOP nomination to run for governor. Kathy Hochul, who became governor when Andrew Cuomo was forced to quit last year, has been nominated by the Democrats. In Illinois, in a battle of GOP incumbents in a redrawn district, it ends with first-term Congresswoman Mary Miller beating sixth-term Republican Rodney Davis. In Nebraska, State Senator Mike Flood has won the special election to fill the unexpired term of Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, who resigned after being convicted of lying to federal agents about illegal campaign contributions. Five more people trapped in a smuggler's truck in Texas have died. That makes 51 fatalities from Monday's tragedy. Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon says the immigration system is being abused.
Basically, we're going to have a de facto open border because what these NGOs and what the progressives are telling the folks that migrate illegally to the country is to claim asylum.
Gas prices have fallen slightly for the 15th straight day, down 1.3 cents a gallon from yesterday. According to AAA, the average now just over $4.88. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The bulk of a jury has been selected in Florida to decide if the man who killed 17 people at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in 2018 should live or die. Nicholas Cruz has already pled guilty. The jury is to recommend his punishment. Prosecutors expected to seek his execution. They'll seat two alternates today. A probe by state lawmakers into the Texas school shooting last month continues today.
A Texas House panel continues digging in a public hearing this morning in Uvalde, Texas, into the shooting that left 19 third and fourth graders and two teachers at Robb Elementary School dead at the hands of a gunman who we've learned in a recent Senate hearing was driven by social media fame and whose questionable behavior went unchecked. The latest hearing with law enforcement and other affected parties and amid the accusations of failure between local and state law enforcement. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Former Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell sentenced Tuesday to 20 years in prison and a $175,000 fine for her conviction for helping Epstein find underage girls for sex. Her attorney, Bobby Sternheim, says the wrong person's in prison.
We all know that the person who should have been sentenced today escaped accountability, avoided his victims, avoided absorbing their pain, and receiving the punishment he truly deserved.
That, of course, would be Epstein, who hanged himself in prison rather than face trial. Maxwell plans to appeal her conviction. Singer R. Kelly will be sentenced in a New York federal courtroom today for his conviction on sex trafficking charges. He could get 25 years behind bars. In British Columbia, Canada, two gunmen have been killed, six police officers wounded in a shootout following an attempted bank robbery. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.